See, there is somebody speaking today. Hey, you. You listening, paying attention? Okay, Pete and Repeat were sitting on the wall. Pete fell off. Who was left?
Pete fell off. Who was left?
That's what I said. Pete fell off. Who was left? Pete and Repeat were sitting on the wall. Pete fell off. Who was left? Repeat. Yeah. Yeah. Pete and Repeat were sitting on the wall. All right. Pete and Repeat were sitting on the wall. Pete fell off. Who was left? Okay. Mm-hmm. Janine, can you get this answer right? Pete and Repeat were sitting on a wall. Pete fell off. Who was left? Thomas, can you answer this for me? Huh? Pete and Repeat were sitting on a wall. Pete fell off. Who was left? Good answer, Thomas. Listen to Mom. His mom said the other guy. All right, here's what I want you to understand is, okay? If you look at the scripture that's going to be with this message, Rick preached on this 3 or 4 weeks ago, and then he preached on this last week. Obviously, God hasn't got you through it all yet, because he gave me the same text. And I told Rick it was coming, and I said, this text has been on my heart. Now, my message will be a little different from Rick's. You know, and so you don't have to get, but obviously God wants us to learn something in his word. Now, my message says, finding rest when you're fully stressed. Anybody here stressed? Anybody here fully stressed? Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to show you something. Because I know you're not stressed. None of you are stressed. You don't know what stress is. I was told you couldn't know stress until you were a billionaire. So, none of you guys are stressed. I don't think. Uh-oh, I lost it. No, I didn't lose it. I want to show you something. See these two pages? See all those things? See? Some psychologist says that's what happens to us when we're stressed. You know? Physical signs, sleep disturbance, digestive upsets, agitated behavior, increased heart rate, general restlessness, muscle testing, chest pain, dizziness, high blood pressure, lack of energy. Nah, none of us would ever have any of that. Oh. That was physical. Cognitive signs. Mental slowness. confusion. Negative attitudes or thoughts, constant worry, your mind races at times, difficulty concentrating, forgetfulness. He's talking about old age here, not stress. Sense that everything is overwhelming, you can't problem solve. Okay, he's not done yet. Then he says there's emotional signs. Like, come on, you know, emotional signs, irritation, no sense of humor. my wife's sitting back here saying, that's my husband. Frustration, feeling overworked, feeling overwhelmed, sense of helplessness, apathy. Oh, I'm not done yet. Behavioral signs of stress. Decreased contact with family and friends, poor work relations, sense of loneliness, avoiding others. Others avoid you because you're cranky. Failing to set times aside for relaxation. Did anybody get at least one of them on the list? All right, I want you to understand something, okay? Here's where I start. Do you sometimes feel that life happens too fast? You're always in a hurry? Do you feel overwhelmed with the demands and pressures of life? Do you feel exhausted? Have you lost your sense of excitement about living every day? Are you discouraged? Are you bombarded by a sense of worry or fear? Do you feel you're carrying a heavy load and you can't take it anymore? Stress is a part of life. Live with it. Stress is a part of life. And see, we all will have stress in our life. And it's not the fact that we won't have stress, or it's not the fact that stress doesn't come into our lives. It's what do we do with the stress? What do we do with the stress? That's what counts. And so when we look at the scripture this morning and we look at all these things, it's it, I didn't say this is what stress causes. This was some doctor that said, and I'll bet this list goes on and on and on and on. This was just a list I found. You know, one list, okay? And I thought, you know, we live in a time and a place that we have all this stuff going on around us and we all have stress. But guess what? I'm going to tell you today. God designed you to handle stress. He did. See, God designed our bodies to be able to handle stress. Why? Because obviously God knew we were going to have stress in our lives. And so our bodies have mechanisms that handle stress and stuff like that. If we start getting too stressed off, what do? When we physically get tired, anybody over the age of 60 says, we take a nap. Oh, Jason says he's 40 and he does that, huh? Right? Take a nap. You know, you take a nap and you feel better after a nap, right? And then what do we do? What have we been doing all summer long? Huh? What? Cutting grass. Has anybody gone anywhere this summer? Outside of their home and church? Huh? What? We go on vacation. Not everybody goes in the summer, but summer is a time when a lot of people enjoy camping. Camping can be enjoyable. We last weekend got a chance to go away with family, and we had our whole family, my nephew, my sister-in-law, and all my grandkids and stuff and that, and we went to Pimentumin. And, you know, Judy couldn't do much because she was dizzy. See, it's the one time, guys, I don't think you should go around saying to everybody your wife's dizzy, but I could honestly do that because she was dizzy. I told the doctor in a joking manner, I said, you know, I'm to the point now that I just tell her dye her hair blonde, you know, because she's already got the dizzy part down. She couldn't walk. She couldn't do anything. Am I treading on thin ice? No, but I was in there all day yesterday. I'm working on it, you know. Hey, it's really bad when you go in the ER and they know you by first name. But you know, we all deal with stress. And physical stress is the easiest to deal with, okay? We can go on vacation. We can enjoy things. Austin went with us, and first thing he said Saturday morning, he said, I'm going out in the lake and I may not be back. He said, I'm spending all day on the lake because we had the kayaks with us, you know, and he was out in the lake and he was enjoying himself just spending time on the lake, you know, sitting around a campfire, you know, just chatting. It happened to be last weekend when the meteor shower was in its peak, and so everybody was sitting, got sore necks, you know, because everybody's sitting in the chairs looking up. Oh, there goes one. I had to tell my sister-in-law a couple times, that's a lightning bug. You know, but we can cope with physical stress, can't we? It's the emotional behavior that God really wants to give us rest from. So in the scripture, Matthew 11, 28 through 30, everybody has it on. Now, since this is the third time you've heard it in a month, what's it say? What's it say? Can we read it together? See, that's why we don't do a lot of responsive reading and stuff, because everybody has their own speed, right? Everybody has their own speed. If you guys, you know, I, all through life, I've been told, slow down. you read too fast. You know, if I'm reading something, you know, I start reading it and everybody's like, would you slow down? I said, I am slowed down. You know? We all go at our different pace. And that's life, isn't it? We all go at our different pace. We all have to learn to handle stress within our lives. We all have to know that we are going to have it. Guaranteed, okay? You will have stress. Anybody here doesn't have absolutely no stress? You better go to the emergency room because you probably don't have a heartbeat. Right? We will have some stress in our life. And it's how we deal with it. And so in the scripture it says here, come to me. First step. What's it mean, come to me? Huh? Joe, come to me. What's that mean? Okay. Is Joe coming to me right now? He's not taking any action. He's sitting there. But he spoke. Okay. Come to me is a directive that God gives to us that says we have to take some action. Okay, we have to take some action. Come to me. Come. Make a choice. Do something. Come to me. That can happen in various ways. That can happen, you know, we can come to God basically when we read scripture. We get into our alone places and we just spend time meditating upon God. But he says it requires an action. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. All. Okay, so we can deal with physical stress in a way of we take naps, we rest, we go away, we get away from life's burdens. But that doesn't deal with the rest of it. The mental, the behavioral, the emotional stress that we go through. Sometimes a little bit of that can be dealt with when we go on vacation. But if any of you, I haven't learned how to take a vacation yet, okay? My idea of taking a vacation is that you're on the go 100% of the time doing something, all right? And when I come home from vacation, I'm tired. You know, vacation to me is you're doing something, you know? Now, as I've got older, I've learned that I can't always be doing something. I just don't have, my body doesn't last as long as it used to. Okay, but that my mind still says if you're going on vacation, if you don't have something, and this bothers my wife because she's not like this. We plan this. You have a time to go here, a time to go there. You got this, you know. I have a schedule, and you got to keep the schedule, and you got to keep the schedule regardless of what happens. So don't worry about this vacation. Just keep the schedule. That's still my mind, okay, and that's what it's doing. Anybody else like that? You know, you got a schedule. You know what you want. You know what you want to accomplish, and you do everything you can to accomplish what you're going to accomplish. Okay? And if everybody else can't keep up with you, so be it. Now, that's not a way to get away from emotional and stress like that, because, again, we're still dictating how that goes. So the first step is come unto me. What's that guy sitting on? Is that an ox? All right. What's the second part? What's the second part? Can I have the scripture back here so everybody can see it? What's verse 29? Take my yoke. All right, I got a couple of little youngsters here. Can I have you two come up front here? Come on up front with me. Because I want you to do something for me. Come on. Come on. Come on. What's this look on your face, huh? They would have no idea. Oh. Okay, come here. Stand back to back. Turn around. Stand back to back. Back to back. Yeah, the way. Okay. All right. Huh?
I'm brave.
You're brave? Well, that's good. You're going to need to be brave. Okay? All right. Okay. All right. Okay, now. Stand this way. Okay? Stand this way. Just stand there for a moment. Don't move. Don't move. Okay. Would you hold this dollar up? Huh? You see that dollar? That's your dollar. Okay? Pete, would you hold this dollar up? Thomas, that's your dollar. Okay? Go get your dollar. You can go get your dollar now. Why can't you? Do it! If you get your dollar, you can keep it. Oh, whoa! What are you doing here? Thomas, you're going the wrong way. Your dollar's out there. Huh? Come on. Wait. Get back up here. Okay. Go get your dollar, Thomas. If you don't get it, you don't get it. Go, Thomas. Go. Go, Thomas. Come on. Come on. Woo, baby. Okay. Oh. She said, go get Thomas's dollar. Go get Thomas's dollar. Go ahead. Okay. Now. He gave Thomas his dollar. But hey, Thomas, go get your own dollar. Go get your own dollar. That was a good thing. Okay. Now, I want you to understand that is typical. Hey, hold that dollar up. Pete's got that dollar over there for you. Right over there, Thomas. Right over here. Pete's got it. He's waiting for repeat. All right. All right, what did you see there? What did you see there? Huh? You saw stress? What else did you see? They didn't work together. You saw one little guy pulling, the other guy just trying to keep his feet up. Okay, I want you to understand. Most time, that's how it is with us and God. Okay? God says, take my yoke. Take my yoke upon you. All right? I want you to understand what that means. First off, in the Jewish context of take my yoke, and this is who he was speaking to, right? In the Jewish context of take my yoke, it is learn from me. Okay? Learn from me. So if somebody in the Jewish context would tell somebody to take my yoke or take his yoke, is you were specified to learn from them. Now he says, take my yoke, learn from me, for I am gentle and humble, and you will find rest for your soul. Now, I want you to understand, when you take a yoke, there are certain things that have to happen when you take that yoke. Okay? First off, you have to work together. Right? You have to work together. So that means we have to work together with God. God says we have to work together. Okay? God's there as a guide. Okay? But what you saw what happened here. We had a guide, and we had a guide following the guide. No. What you have to understand is we have to be willing to go where God directs us to go. And so God wants us to understand what it means to take my yoke. When he says, take my yoke, take my yoke. God says, take my yoke. He says, I want you to be connected with me. Be connected with me. The two boys were connected together. They had that part done. Well, God says, take my yoke, be connected with me. How are we connected? We're connected through many things in our life. But I want you to understand, a yoke is made for two. A yoke is made for two. And so when God says, take my yoke, it doesn't mean he's just giving it to us. It means that we are now connected to God. And so as we are connected to God, we are with him and we are connected to Jesus and we're not pulling by ourselves. And we're not pulling against somebody. You know, when you pull by yourself and you pull against somebody, what happens? It doesn't work. Now, if I'd have been a mean guy and said only the first one that gets the dollar gets to keep the dollar, you might have seen an even bigger struggle, huh? Huh? Some of you guys might have come up here and tried to join in. God wants us to understand his yoke is lighter than ours. His yoke fits better than ours. But when we take his yoke, we are connected with him. We are connected. And we are staying connected. Okay? Until I took the yoke off of them, they were connected. Weren't they? And you saw the struggle. You saw the struggle. They couldn't even stand upright. Okay? That's how it is with us, folks. If we get outside of the connection with God, we can't stand upright. We're fighting that battle every day of our life with Satan and with stress and with all the cares and the worries of the world, and we can't stay upright. Why? Because, see, we're not walking connected with God. And so we need to be connected with God. Then he says, you know, what? Take my yoke. Guess what? There was a farmer. And the farmer had some oxen. And the farmer brought out this really, really, really old oxen. And he brought out this really, really, really young oxen. And he put them together. Okay? They were connected together. Some guy looked at it and he said, why would you put that old oxen with that young oxen? It seems like you've kind of messing things up there. And he says, well, first off, he said, this old oxen, I've had him ever since he was young. This oxen knows how to plow. This oxen knows how to work with another oxen. This oxen knows how to do the best job in the easiest manner. And he said, now if I just take the young oxen and I hook him with another young oxen and put him in there, they're going to pull themselves apart trying to do whatever they want to do. He said, but when I have it hooked here, this oxen gets to learn. And so this young oxen is learning from the old one how to plow. God says, take my yoke and you'll learn how to deal with stress. You'll learn how to take and be connected to me. You'll learn how to take direction from me. So we have to be connected and we have to take direction. And when we take that direction from God, and we're walking together with God, God's leading us, and he doesn't lead us always in an easy path. God says, my path is always easy. Right? No. The path is difficult. But see, because we're yoked with Jesus, as we follow him and as we learn from him, what happens is it becomes easier. It becomes easier for us to deal with things. But I want you to see the third thing, because I think this is the most important thing that God wants us to understand about this whole yoke thing. Okay? I heard some young lady say to her son, go help Thomas get his dollar. Isn't that what she said? Everybody probably didn't hear that. God wants us to understand when we're yoked with him that we are to work with him. Now that's a key point, okay? We are to work with God. Because see, when we work with God, I want you to understand it. You're not working for God, okay? You're not working for God. See, all of us that have had to work in a lifetime, how many of us have always been our own boss? Pete, she's raising her hand. And Pete says, well, what can I do? Huh? Even if you're your own boss, do you have customers? Do they tell you what they expect? Did they tell you, I want you to do this? Did they tell you, if you have your own business, do you just do what you want to do? No. Somebody else is directing you and saying, do this. Work with me. God says, work with me. First off, he wants us to understand, I'm not going to leave you alone. I am not going to leave you alone. Okay? You won't be out there on your own. He says, I will be right there beside yoke. Remember what I said? We're connected. So God says, I'm connected with you. He does that through his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to us and says, hey, I'd like you to do this. Or I'd like you to go this direction. Or how about this? You know, so we're working with God. We don't work for God. Okay? And I want you to understand that because that's an important point. Because, see, when we work for somebody, what's our expectation? Huh? Payment. Payment. Right? If I work for somebody, why? I'm getting something in return for my work. And so God wants it to be very clear to you that he's saying, work with me, not for me. Okay? Because what he wants you to understand is it goes both ways. And when you're working with me, the load, that's when the load becomes lighter. That's when we can accomplish things. Now, it would have been great, and I didn't want to take that much time, but it would have been great to see those two young boys turn around and figure out how to get their yoke a little easier, turning their bodies so they both could go the same direction and work together. And see, that's what God wants us to do. See, sometimes we have to turn ourselves in a little different manner. You know, he said, take my yoke. It's easy. It's light. But then work with me as we go through life. When we work with God, God promises that all things are well. I read a story this week. King, I think it was somewhere in Africa. I don't think it was a true story, but it was a good example. This king had a friend, a very close, dear friend. And the friend, when they went hunting, the friend always went along hunting with him. And the friend always took care of his weapons and everything else and stuff and that to make sure that everything was perfect for this king. And things in life sometimes didn't go right, and his friend had a saying. Don't worry. Don't worry, all is well with God. All is well with God. Okay? No matter what happened, don't worry, all is well with God. So, they go out and hunt one day, and the king sees this beautiful animal out there and gets his gun up, and here the guy had misloaded it somehow. When he fired, it blew off his thumb. Okay? And the guy says, don't worry, all is well with God. King wasn't happy about that. So the king had his friend thrown in prison. Well, about a year later, the king went hunting. And he got out there hunting. And he got in a bad area, and he happened to get caught by a tribe of cannibals. Well, you know what happens with cannibals? What? And anybody, right? And I'm glad you said pretty much, because that's the way it is. But see, one thing with this tribe of cannibals is they never ate anybody that was deformed. They had a superstition about that. Well, the king didn't have a thumb. So when they captured him and everything, and they released him because he didn't have a thumb. And he went home and he said, bring my friend out of prison and release him. And he brought the prisoner out and he says, I want to apologize. I am so sorry because if I had a thumb, they would eat me. And he says, I'm sorry I put you in prison for a year. And the guy friend said, don't worry. All is well with God. God knows what he's doing. God knows what he's doing. And the king says, how can you say that after I put you in prison for the year? And the guy looked at him and he said, I'd have been hunting with you. I'd have been the mill. Huh? Huh? See, all is well with God. Sometimes we can't see it. Sometimes we don't understand it. But see, when God says when we work with Him, it's all well because He knows and understands the plan far better than we do. And so when we are trusting in Him and we're yoked with Him, all is well with God in our lives because He knows what. And you know what? Even when we're yoked with Him, He understands that there are going to be times when we fall and struggle against that yoke. There are going to be times when things just don't go quite right and we start to look at it and wonder about it. And, you know, it's that whole aspect. The last thing we have to look at is, as the yoke is a place of learning, God is very clear on what He wants us to learn. He wants us to learn how to rest in Him. He wants us to learn. We will learn to be patient in suffering. You know, you look at people and wonder, man, they've been through so much. How has it happened? They're working with God. They're working with God. You know, that's how they make it through. When we have things going wrong in our life and we look at people and we see, you know, how are they dealing with that? They're working with God. They are yoked together with God. And God is giving them that rest, even though the struggles are happening. So, you know, and how do you learn from somebody? Anybody know how you learn from somebody? Pay attention to what they're doing. You watch them. How do you watch them? I heard you say you watch them. How do you watch them? How do you watch somebody? Being observant? Huh? Eyes and ears? What? You go to them. See? He starts here. Come to me. Come to me. You know, if you want to learn how to do something, you find the expert, and you go and you observe them, don't you? And you watch them, and you spend time with them. Okay? God says, look, come to me, take my yoke, spend time with me. And I will give you rest. If we want emotional rest, if we want mental rest, 1 Peter says, give all your worries to Him because He cares about you. And not only does He care about you, but He works with you. He gives you gentleness. You learn gentleness. Not, we're not all gentle. We're not all at peace all the time. And we do at times react to the stress. But I found in most of our lives when that occurs, we aren't staying as close to Him as the yoke would like. He would like us to be with that yoke. See, that's one thing about a yoke. It keeps Him close, doesn't it? Keeps Him close. And so He wants us to understand is He doesn't want us pulling ourselves to death like that young oxen. He wants us working with Him to life. That's what He has for us. That's what He wants for us. So hopefully you got something new out of this version. Same scripture. Same scripture. And I think God wants us to understand is, in this scripture is, we are never truly going to have proper rest until we are truly properly yoked with God. And that takes every bit of our power, our strength, our attention. We have to be united with God. And when we are united with God, He promises, I will give you rest. I think at times we like to look to God and say, God, how about just you doing it for me? Nobody's ever prayed, God, just do this. Make my life a whole lot easier. You know, Paul prayed numerous times, God, I got this thorn in the flesh. Would you get rid of it for me? I could do so much more for you. And what God say? Work with me. See, God didn't say, I'll take it away. God didn't say, oh, you're not going to have to suffer with it. He says, work with me. Work with me. And so if you get nothing else out of the message this morning, take those three words. Work with me. Okay? God's plan is perfect. We can try to give him direction. We can try to influence him. But God's plan is perfect. And he has a place for you in that plan that is perfect. In his plan. And we need to work with him to accomplish it. You're not working for him. You're not working against him. You're working with him. And that's the key. So if you're fully stressed this morning and you want to find rest, work with God. Work with God. Because he will give you that rest. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you for the time that we can spend worshiping you. And Lord, we pray this morning as we have looked at this scripture, and we've looked at this scripture several times over the past weeks. And God, every time we look at it, hopefully we get something more out of it. Because, see, that's your plan. It's that we learn from you. And that we learn through the things that happen in our lives. And we learn and we then unite with you and we work with you. And that we travel that road that you are leading and guiding and directing. But, Lord, where two are hooked together, the burden becomes much lighter. Help us to realize that you are always there for us. And that when we are working and walking in that yoke of connection to you, that you are carrying most of the load. Even though in times our life we just seem to struggle and say, man, I just can't take it any longer. If we're trusting in you, you are carrying most of the load. So God, help us to realize and help us to look for the ways to work with you better through our prayer, through our worship, through our studying. Those are the things that help us to understand you more, that we can work with you and move in the right direction as you are leading. Be with us this week. Be with everyone that had a prayer request today, Lord. We ask that you would just, you heard the prayers, and we ask that you reach down and touch lives and perform the miracles that only you can do. We ask it in the precious name of Christ. Amen. Greet somebody before you leave.